can remember my first memory. It's almost like a scene in the movie starting. There I am, a little boy sitting in a wash tub. And I remember watching Rocky and Bullwinkle. It was Sunday morning. And all of a sudden, my sibling that's just a year older than me was teasing me. Baby Greg's getting a bath. Baby Greg's getting a bath. And I started crying. And then my mother came out and she was like, "What's wrong with you, boy?" And I says, "I'm not a baby." And then she said, "Fine." And she threw the washcloth and the soap in the tub, said, "You can wash yourself from now on." I think that was the beginning of the end of my mother fulfilling her obligation to being maternal toward me. Because after that, I really don't remember any much contact from her other than, you know, a whooping or something. But other than that, I guess that was the beginning of me having a feeling of loneliness and, insecurity and things. So that was the beginning of a setup for the rest of my life. So there was always a division of that and everything growing up. And so I got picked on up until about the fifth grade or so. Then I started standing for myself, and then I became like the anti-bully bully. I finally got kids to stop picking on me, so if I saw them picking on somebody else, then I would jump in and try to protect other kids. And the other thing was I was dyslexic. I didn't know it, was never diagnosed with it. And so I really never did learn to read very well. And I flunked second grade. But even though I really never learned how to read that well, I was able to learn words. After a while, I'd see them over and over, and I'd just learn what they were. If I read the little words around it, I could put it in context with the rest of the words, and I would figure it out. I would doodle in class because if I just sit there and listen and my hands weren't busy, the teacher would yell at me and say I wasn't taking any notes. So that was the beginning of any kind of doodling and everything. Even though art was something I was always good at, but I just never really got much recognition for it or anything. No one encouraged it, so never really did it much. But I did it, every once in a while I did something that people thought was pretty interesting. And so I had thought about just a little bit going to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, and I had mentioned it to somebody, and this guy, it was a guy who was in a class above me, and he was really good. I enjoyed his work, and I was telling him I was thinking about doing that. And he says, nah. He said he didn't think he wasn't good enough. He said he didn't think I was definitely good enough, and it just discouraged me. I didn't have anybody else to try to encourage me. Or when I was young, once my mother said to me I was doing something, and she told me she couldn't stand me and wished I was never been born. And after that, I was about 11 years old, and I remembered after that, every time I get mad at myself, it's like something I'd say to myself, I hate myself, I wish I was dead. And unfortunately, to this day, if I get frustrated, I mumble it to myself. It's just like the soundtrack of my life. Once I started getting involved in therapy and stuff, I've decreased the amount of times I say this thing, but this has been the theme song to disliking myself, and I blame myself for everything that I done or been around, and or just wished I hadn't been there, It's funny, I was always a kind of guy, always rooting for the other team, the away team. I had a thing for wanting to see the bad guy win or the bad guy get ahead, or I just never felt like I belonged. Even I played high school football, and I was a starting wide receiver on my team, and I didn't have a pass thrown to me the whole year. I knew I was a good athlete, and I wouldn't quit. So I think that set up, even in the military, once I got in, as much as I wanted to be a part of, I really never did feel that I was as much of the team as some of the others. So I always felt like an outsider. I never felt like an insider.